Find it in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3. And I get to chat with wonderful people. Of course, each Tuesday, Hannah stops by from the Greenfield Business Association. Hello, Hannah.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I am doing just fine.
Good.
And I understand we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's a pretty plants and flowers.
This one of your favorite topics?
Sure.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
So Kathleen Kenny is here with us today. She is part of Blooming Greenfield. Honestly, she's really the godmother of the whole effort.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we're really excited.
Kathleen, hey, good to see you here, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me. It's really very exciting to
All
be
right.
Here.
Yeah. Come get nice and close to that microphone so everybody can hear you. So
really?
are you a master gardener, Kathleen?
No, actually.
Or are you just like a backyard gardener like all of us?
Yeah, I'm just a backyard gardener.
And I understand with a little mission in mind, right, Hannah?
Oh, absolutely. A big mission. A big mission, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was really excited to be able to bring the barrels back. It was a huge effort over 10 years ago. The Garden Club used to embrace this barrel contest and have barrels throughout downtown.
Uh-huh.
And I was a guest of the Garden Club, never really a member. I worked, raised kids, have grandchildren, lots going on.
Yeah.
It kind of dissipated with, you know, certain administrations and whatever, and the barrels went the wayside.
Yeah.
And my girlfriends and I, who always loved being part of the contest, were like, we got to bring it back. We got to bring it back. I recently retired, so I said, I have an extra 5 minutes. Let's get it going. So I kind of just threw it together.
Uh-huh.
I called the mayor's office and talked to the great Janine Greaves,
uh-huh,
who hooked me all up within moments. We had a meeting. Great to meet Hannah. Great person for the GBA. We all connected like it was meant to be.
It was.
And it's been incredible.
So the barrels are back.
The barrels are back.
Hooray! The barrels are back. And how many people are taking care of these barrels now?
Well, we have a bunch of volunteers. Businesses bought the barrel for us.
Uh-huh.
Volunteers invested their own time, energy, and money where they bought their own flowers.
Oh, okay.
They do their own watering. If you have a moment, I'd like to give a big shout out to the volunteers who have, you know, taken that clean palette of a barrel and put their beautiful spin on it. Mm. Everybody's is a little different, so it kind of gives like an eclectic, I think,
yes,
what do you think, Hannah, view of the barrels. Everybody's is different.
And these are all on Main Street in Greenfield?
Right now, they're all on Main Street.
Okay, all right.
So big shout out to our gardeners, Trish Leonard, Amanda Richmond, Danny Letourneau and her sister Nicole Kavanoff, Tina Merrigan, Scott and Janine Greaves, Mary Lisa Murphy, Mary Chickwine of Two Trees, Kathy Melnick, Sasha Bowman, Catherine Cabrera Velez, and myself.
Amazing.
And that's a huge team,
right?
It's a huge team, and it's going to be huger next year when we get more barrels. I already have a list with volunteers who missed out this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, again, did you say you have 25 this year?
25.
Yeah. Very good. Did you say there's a contest?
There's a contest.
I mean,
we love a contest around here.
My ears perk up when
there's
if there's a contest. Yeah.
There's also, I didn't mention, a mystery barrel that was out on Main Street Median, kind of by the Garden Cinema,
who
was great donator, which Hannah will get to the businesses who donated.
Absolutely.
But somebody, there was an empty barrel, and somebody put flowers in it, and I have no idea who it was.
Mystery person.
Is that the sweetest?
That's very nice. That's very
nice. That's what I mean. Like, how great is that?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a contest with some groovy prizes. The contest will happen over Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
That's a work in progress.
Okay.
It'll be coming out in the GBA newsletter probably in August.
Well, I understand one of your goals is to have more barrels for next year. So if people are interested in joining your team for next year, what could they do?
They can go on Positively Greenfield on Facebook.
Positively
they could go to the GBA website.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
They could call the mayor's office and ask for Janine.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
She'll give them my email.
Yep.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
The more the merrier. One flower at a time, and we're building a big network.
Because I think, Hannah, I think it's time to have a Bear Country flour barrel. Okay, how about that?
Yes, I love that idea. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I'm pretty excited, and we can get, you know, Nick from next door at WHAI, and
yes,
there's a couple right there, right?
Any contest, you all really come out for the competition around here.
We love competition.
I love that. That's so great.
All right.
Exciting.
Yeah, Kathleen, I'm so glad you were able to stop by this morning.
Oh, I'm so glad that you had me. I want to thank you so much, and I'm just really excited.
Yeah, very much so. Thanks for making Greenfield beautiful.
Yes, right. And I just really want to give a quick shout out because, you know, the volunteers really made this happen. Kathleen brought it all back. And beautification is something that our business owners, they ask about it. It's really important to them. We want downtown to be really inviting. And so I have to shout out all the businesses that jumped on board to adopt a barrel. Jeff up at Farmers Exchange gave us a great deal on the barrel so that we could really get this rolling. Uh-huh. You know, Snow and Sons does stuff downtown. Home Depot helped us out. Bostrom's Farm gave us a discount on flowers. But I just want to shout out quickly Sensible Sort Professional Organizing, the Franklin Community Co-op, Cohen and Company, Hens and Chicks, Greenfield Garden Cinema, Stone Soup Cafe, Outer Limits Cycle and Ski, Ruggieri Real Estate, Gilmore and Farrell, Matthew Kavanaugh Photography all jumped in and they were like, we will sponsor this effort. This is something we want and we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. And that means so much to all the businesses because, you know, it beautifies it for everyone and it's just amazing to see.
And all with a connection to the Greenfield Business Association and people want to be a part. And if people want to be a part of the Greenfield Business Association, you know what you got to do, right?
You know what you got to do. You got to go online, greenfieldbusiness.org. You can find my contact info. You can find a link to Blooming Greenfield. And you can find links to all of our amazing members and hop over and see what's going on with them.
One last shout out, of course, to the best DPW of Greenfield.
Oh, my gosh,
Mike
yes.
Mike Duclos and his team for putting out those barrels with me. Kudos to them.
Absolutely.
All right, find it in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.